Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting of September 15th, 2008. I'm Jack Van Aken, chair of the committee. Welcome everyone who's listening on the web stream. Welcome committee members, and our heartfelt thanks go out for the safety of our directors in Houston. There's been a terrible natural calamity there. Hi, who joined us?
Kathy.
Hi. Okay, we're just getting going. This meeting is hereby called to order, and I will proceed to call the roll. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Ifia Nwangaza. Not here. Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarv Rundawa. Not here. Jack Van Aken is present. Would anyone care to serve as note taker? Okay, I'll serve as note taker. How about timekeeper? It has to be somebody else.
I'll keep time.
Yeah, great. Okay, approval of agenda. I circulated an agenda at 1:18 p.m. Pacific time. It's very simple. There are two items on the agenda. One for open session is the CFO job description. I'm hoping we can complete that today for presentation to the PNB. Closed session, I don't think there's any need to keep the topic matter a secret. It's the CFO evaluation form. Also, hopefully we can finalize that for the PNB. And setting next meeting and report out. Is there any amendments to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
This one.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We can move on to the completing our work on the CFO job description. I sent a document out with the agenda. It's called CFO MC for Multiple Choice Post-Houston Draft Revision 2. And does everybody have a copy of that? Does anybody have it?
Is that the attachment that you sent with the agenda?
Yes, I sent two attachments, and the one that starts CFO MC Post-Houston.
Okay, I'm opening it now.
Okay.
Okay,
and,
I have.
All right, in our last meeting, we completed our decision-making through duties and responsibilities number 11, so we can pick up the task here at qualifications. And,
Chair, this is Nia.
Yeah, Nia. Yeah.
It goes from 11 to 13, but 12
Yeah, that's because we voted to eliminate number 12.
Okay.
Yeah, I checked on the prior draft just before we came on the call, and we voted to just eliminate that one.
Okay,
some
not
of
a
them
problem.
Will be, some of them have an option which says omit altogether, and sometimes it's well advised to do so. So, qualifications. One issue with number 13 is that there is an item further down, I think it's about number 24, on CPA, whether we want strong preference for CPA or CPA certification or MBA or CPA. It does sort of seem to belong in here, but it, for some reason it's in a separate item. We could, you know, move it up. Move
so
number
moved.
24 up. Is there any objection to moving number 24 up to incorporate it into number 13 under qualifications? Okay, if we all understand what's happening, then I think we need to decide which of the three options for what was number 24 we want to go with. Strong preference for CPA certification or CPA certification or MBA or CPA preferred. Does anyone care to comment?
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
I've always felt very strongly, and still do, that CPA certification is an absolute necessity. You need someone who understands the financials. An MBA in finance is good, but I think if you have a CPA, someone who just has a bachelor's in accounting and is certified, I think that serves the foundation.
Okay. Very good. Any other comment?
Yes.
That's Doc. Go ahead.
Yes. I agree with Mia, and I also think it's important that they not only have the CPA, but some years of experience having worked in the field. Because we're asking them to be the chief financial officer, and they really need to have experience. As well as the CPA certification, because that just really gives them some inroads in terms of reporting and you know, the way that accounting flows based on GAAP and AICPA standards, because they have to stay abreast of that kind of stuff to stay certified.
Okay.
I think it's really important. Oh.
Okay, Doc.
Yeah, I'll get to you, AC, in a moment. Evelyn, do you have a number of years that you would think would be advisable so that we can specify?
Say that again, Jack. I was muted.
How many years would you suggest?
I would say with a CPA certification, at least 5 years experience.
With at least 5 years experience?
Yes, along with that certification.
Add that as a fourth option?
Yes.
Okay. AC?
Yeah, I'm concerned about the, because this takes on a flavor of bringing in an element that would automatically eliminate the current CPO. CFO, I mean. The CFO does not now and has been functioning for 6 years without the CPA certification. This would automatically terminate him, and I wouldn't want that. And I would go for the CPA or the MBA for this occasion. Because otherwise what we're really talking about is eliminating Lonnie from the running.
This is Doc.
If you're through, go ahead and finish, AC.
Yeah, I think that would have the effect of eliminating him from the... of being the CFO, and I don't think we should take that kind of position at the moment. If we want to add that at some point, then I think we should, but we shouldn't just arbitrarily throw that in there, because that's a exclusionary rule that you're putting in the process.
Okay, thank you. Doc, do you have a way out of this?
Sure. I think that's only an issue if you already have someone in the job who doesn't have those qualifications. It doesn't eliminate them, because that would, you know, it only kicks in terms of you hiring somebody else.
Well, would you be willing to put that language in there? Because otherwise,
that's pretty standard, AFD. You know, I've had jobs where they changed the qualifications. Oh. They didn't fire me because they changed the qualifications.
Yeah, but in this case, I think there would be an attempt to do just
that. That's totally illegal, I would think. I don't think that would be legal to change the qualifications and then fire somebody because that's already in the job that was hired.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine a scenario where that would be legal.
Well, my thing is, and it should be language to that effect. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying it should be language to that effect.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, AC. That's not the case. I agree with Evelyn. Someone is already in the position. You can't fire them because the job description that's just being crafted. No, I don't think that. I really don't think that would happen, AC.
Basing your premise on an assumption.
Well,
that you don't think anybody would do it, but you know very well this is Pacifica, And there are people who would be quite willing to do just that.
How about this? Just to resolve this, since Dan, this is his area of expertise, why don't we go ahead and make our decision and just put a note, pending clarification by counsel?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, if this...
And what clarification?
Say that CPA certified with at least 5 years' experience is approved. We would say pending clarification by counsel that this would not disqualify the current CFO.
Right.
If you wanted to say that, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just put a parenthetical so that we don't... Yeah, I mean, I understand your concern, AC. We do have people that get hyper-literal.
Can't argue with you on that one.
Yeah, pending clarification from...
That would be cause for a lawsuit. Lord have mercy. I don't think that... Hopefully they won't be that crazy.
Well, you know Pacific.
This would not disqualify current CFO. Okay, so it reads, CPA certified with at least 5 years' experience, pending clarification from Pacifica Council, this would not disqualify current CFO. So, does anyone else care to comment on the four options? Strong preference for CPA, or MBA, or CPA, or CPA certified with at least 5 years' experience?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually agree that CPA certification is... paramount, and 5 years' experience sounds good to me. So I agree with it as you have it.
We seem to have a pretty wide level of agreement here. Is there any objection to going ahead with the fourth option, CPA certified with at least 5 years' experience pending clarification from counsel? Okay, hearing no objection, we will incorporate that into the qualifications for education and experience. And if we're through, we can move on to 14. There's a minor distinction here. It's really just two words that were added in one version.
Jack, sorry, yeah. This is Margaret. I was on mute.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I have the document in front of me. In fact, I just got a call. I have a problem with one of my guests tomorrow morning, so I'm going to have to deal with that and try and get back on. But I assume that if a person has an MBA, they also would be eligible.
I
opposed to just being an MBA, a higher level than a CPA.
Well, we have master's degree in business or equivalent.
Oh, okay.
And
so that
is an MBA, and
right.
Then adding CPA,
right?
So that somebody has that particular expertise, which we do need. Believe me.
So if I have to drop off, I really apologize. That's part of my problem with Tuesday calls. There's always some crap that happens at the last minute. I'll try and get back on.
Okay, great.
But I've got to try and deal with this right now. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so. Number 14 is understanding of U.S. generally accepted accounting practice or GAAP requirements, including the ability to express to others the requirements and necessity for complying with such standards. And one of the contributors to these various drafts wanted to add the words and demonstrate, the ability to express and demonstrate to others. Does anyone have a comment on which version they prefer?
Over that again, please.
It's understanding of U.S. generally accepted accounting practice requirements, including the ability to express to others the requirements and necessity for complying with such standards. And the variant is the ability to express and demonstrate to others.
Jack, this is
Evelyn.
I think the demonstrate part is because of the nature of our board, and that many people who sit on this board are not finance people.
Yeah.
The chief CFO has to be, you know, able to explain what they're doing in a way that a layman understands it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really important, because they can be really, really good, but not able to, you know, relay it to the general body. And then because, the PNB is the decision maker.
Yeah.
That could be a real problem.
I just have to say the editor isn't...
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Oh, this was Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I just seem to have cut out. I didn't hear the last comment, so I thought maybe it cut off.
Okay.
I was just checking if you could hear me.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you. Evelyn, do you want to repeat your favorite word, then demonstrate?
I was just saying that I think demonstrate is very important because of the nature of our board. Many people on the board may not be finance people who really understand finances. So the person explaining it, the CFO, needs to be able to relay the information so that laymen can understand it. Because they may be excellent in the actual doing and monitoring and all of that, but not able to, you know, tell the average person what the flow is in a way that they understand it. So I think that's really critical, because the PNB is the decision maker. And people on the PNB have to be able to understand the finance statements and you know, be up to speed. And so it has to be done in such a way that a layman understands it. And so I think, you know, that's something that we might want to stipulate.
Okay. If you're through, is there any other comment on number 14, specifically and demonstrate?
Well, let me ask the question. This is just a question that from a professional standpoint. What are we assuming here is a great distinction between EPFA, the CPA and a MBA? What are we assuming that's the case? I mean, do we have any professional literature on this question? Is there anybody we can find out what the major differences are?
Can I answer that for you?
Yeah.
You can, but I would still like to see something in writing. I mean, I'd like to see some people from the field, give an explanation as to those two things.
Hey, see, the biggest difference is that a person with an MBA doesn't necessarily work in the world of finance. That person could do almost anything in terms of business, and they're not even required to really have a lot of accounting background in order to get an MBA. They may take one or two accounting classes. They may take a finance class. But you're not really guaranteed that their emphasis is in the area of finance and reporting, because that's not a requirement of getting an MBA. MBA is a master's in business administration. And business majors, you know, are just required to take the basic. And that's the biggest difference. The CPA is required to have an expertise in areas, and they're tested on it in order to get their CPA certification. They're tested on an understanding of AICPA standards, of GAAP, of financial reporting, tax law, all kinds of different areas, just like, you know, attorneys are in terms of the law. And that's the biggest difference, that CPAs, their area is accounting and finance. An MBA has a much broader base and does not have the requirements of a deeper level in terms of the accounting requirements and the understanding of accounting. That's the biggest difference.
Also, Jack, this is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, with the CPA, there's continuing ed. In order to maintain the license, you have to take certain classes every year in order to maintain the license in accounting for the continuing education. With an MBA, we don't have to do that.
Okay, but anyway, to get back, because this is not specifically about the CPA requirement, I see how it ties in. But Does anyone else care to comment on the words and demonstrate?
Well,
this is Kathy.
Is that Kathy?
Yeah, I had to call back in. I like the word demonstrate because I think that it sort of speaks to some of the problems we've had in the past. And if we reach this point of hiring a person sometime in the future, it would be good that they could communicate with people who don't understand accounting practices. So I like and demonstrate.
Okay. If you're through, is there any other comment on number 14?
Well, I'd just like to make a request.
Okay.
That we, from the field, you know, I'd like to see and maybe some of the people here are already in the field, but I'd like to see the definitions, the categories, and the distinctions from if we can get that from the associations that's tied to these issues. If we can get that objective, you can...
Maybe from AICPA. Do you think that would work, Evelyn?
Yeah, that would work.
Description. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You could talk with the AICPA as well as the MBA associations, and they can tell you what MBAs are required
to do.
And then you can compare it.
Okay, so we can refer that to the AICPA and also to the MBA association. Does that satisfy you, AC?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So maybe we can go to a vote on number 14. Is there a motion to approve 14A, including the words and demonstrate?
So moved.
Okay. Is there anyone opposed to 14A, including the words and demonstrate?
No, yeah. I'm not opposed, but I would like to abstain.
Okay. Fine. Is everyone else in agreement besides AC? We can save going to a roll call vote. Okay, everyone is in agreement on 14A. AC abstains. So that would be 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, 0 no.
Jeff? Just a point of order. We've done 20 minutes, so we only have 15 left on this document, so I think we need to move it a little bit.
Okay, fine. Maybe if people could keep their comments a little bit brief so we can hopefully get this done for the D.C. meeting. On to 15. Candidates will have demonstrated familiarity with all stages of SEC, that's Securities Exchange Commission reporting, and Sarbanes-Oxley. That's one option. Option B is to omit that item altogether. And option C would be candidate will have demonstrated familiarity with all stages of SEC reporting, Sarbanes-Oxley, all GASB and FASB regulations, and CPB reporting requirements.
I move that we accept C.
Accept C. Okay. Is there any discussion on accepting C? Okay, is there any objection to accepting C? Okay, hearing none. Item 15 will read, candidate will have demonstrated familiarity with all stages of SEC reporting, Sarbanes-Oxley, all GASB-FASB regulations, and CPB reporting requirements. On to skills and abilities. 16 has two versions. One version is ability to provide strong and innovative leadership in managing organization change, must have impeccable ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters, and be able to impart these to others, hands-on experience developing and implementing policy and programs and creating consensus from different points of view. And item B is the same, but it omits the words and be able to impart these to others, namely impeccable ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters. I have to say that I question anyone's ability to impart impeccable ethical standards to others.
Yes.
But is there any discussion?
This is Nia.
Yeah, Nia, go ahead.
I was going to say to strike that.
Yeah.
And just have just two sentences, which would be B.
Which would be number B.
The first sentence in letter B, and the last sentence in letter B, striking the middle sentence in B.
Strike the middle sentence altogether.
Yes.
So then the item would read, ability to provide strong and innovative leadership in managing organization change, hands-on experience developing and implementing policy and programs, and creating consensus from different points of view. So this would be C, strike sentence 2. Okay, Nia, would you move to... Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought you were still taking comments.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, I was just... I don't think it's improper to put in there that you want ethical standards in legal and administrative matters. Because that's something that we need, and it's important for the person to consider that that would be something they'd have to live up to.
Okay.
I don't understand why we would want to...
Yeah.
I understand taking away the impart to others part.
Okay.
And I don't understand why we want to take away the ethical standards part.
Okay, so you would support item B then, which includes sentence
yes,
two,
would.
But omits be able to impart these to others. Okay, is there any further discussion?
I still don't understand how do you measure how someone has impeccable ethical standards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. I don't know. All I can say is that there hasn't been an objection to that sentence until now. I find it hard to object to requiring ethical standards from a chief financial officer. Anyway, is there any further discussion?
What is this?
I think we have maybe to choose between two options. Either to strike sentence 2 altogether or to go with option B, which includes sentence 2, but strikes and be able to impart these to others. The motion is to approve item C, which would be to strike sentence 2 altogether. And I want to make clear that if this carries, if we vote and this carries, then the other option, which Kathy favors, will be off the table. So I think we can go to a vote on number C if there's no objection to proceeding this way. All in favor of item C, which would be to strike sentence 2 altogether. Oh, I guess I'll have to do a roll call vote. Okay, Nia,
Jack,
how would you vote? Yes?
Jack, this is Nia.
Yeah.
I'll withdraw. So we'll just take out
you
and be able to impart these, yeah, because time
okay.
is of the essence.
Okay, fine. Okay, so then I think the motion I would entertain would be to approve item B,
yes.
which includes sentence 2 and strikes be able to impart these to others. Is there any objection to item B?
Now, would you explain item B a little bit more?
Okay. The sentence in question is, must have... impeccable ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters, and the other version says, and be able to impart these to others. So this version would strike that clause and be able to impart these to others.
Section B says not required the impeccable ethical.
Must have impeccable ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters.
That would be eliminated in the Section B?
No, that will be included. But what would be eliminated is, and be able to impart these to others.
What was the other option? Is there something else on the table?
Well, there was an option to strike sentence two altogether, to strike the sentence altogether, but that has been withdrawn. Are we all clear? You clear, AC?
Yeah, because one of the things I wanted to ask.
AC, are you on a speakerphone? You sound kind of far away.
The issue of what's impeccable is what I'm concerned about. I don't know what that means to different people.
Impeccable means flawless.
I know. No. I mean in that sense, but different people, and I don't think that's...
It would be highest.
I know, I get that, but I mean, it was still by the interpretation of folks as to what that really means. Understand?
Well,
a person having a high level of understanding about this, but
I think in every society, in every group, people value the integrity of certain individuals above others. I noticed that being here for 53 years, and... So I think we all know what it means. The question I think that you're asking, AC, is how do we quantify that?
Yes.
I don't know. Ultimately, it's going to be subjective.
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I would be happier. I mean, I would be satisfied to take out the word impeccable and just say must demonstrate ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters.
Okay.
Would that be more
must
reasonable?
Demonstrate ethical standards. Is there any discussion of Kathy's amendment? Maybe we should put this to a vote then. It would read, demonstrate ethical standards in fiscal, legal, and administrative matters. Is there any objection to that wording? Okay, hearing none. Is there any objection to approving then 16B as amended? Okay, hearing none. That is approved. 17. There are two versions that are pretty different. 17A reads, demonstrated general management experience in nonprofit and or private sector, ability to provide administrative and executive direction, experience in employee and labor relations highly desirable, experience managing budgets of $5 million or more. Version B is really just only changing sentence. Three, experience managing budgets of $3 million or more.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
I think this should be higher than $3 million. Three or five. What's our budget now? Our budget is, what, $17
million? Yeah.
Isn't our budget $17
million?
What?
Yes.
So why would we want to
I recall, the argument was made, I can't speak for her, but I believe Afia made the argument that setting the size higher might hurt our efforts to have a diverse hiring pool.
So I would like to suggest then...
Yes.
Maybe $10 million or something like that, but three or five.
Oh, you would suggest $10
million? Yeah. How does everybody feel? Well, let me think it through a little bit. Three just seems so low.
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree that $3 million seems very low, considering that's barely the budget of... one of the stations, certainly the New York station. So I think it should, I'm satisfied with five or higher, though 10 seems
a lot higher. So I'm happy with 5, maybe 7.
This is Evelyn.
Evelyn, go ahead.
I agree that it needs to be higher, and I would say, you know, 5 to 10 million would be reasonable. And there are a lot of minorities out there that are doing accounting work for companies that have much higher budgets.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that would really eliminate the diversity. We
okay.
just have to make sure we advertise in places where they'll see it.
But how would we word that? We're already saying 5 million or more. So we have a floor at 5. So do we want to raise the floor to 7 or 10?
Well, I can work with 10. If people are uncomfortable with that, then, you know, maybe 7. But I don't think 10 million is unreasonable based on the size of this nonprofit.
Okay. Can I just
and
ask,
our budget is higher than that.
Is anyone uncomfortable with 10 million as the floor? I don't hear anyone complaining.
Well, let me ask a question.
Okay.
What is the average nonprofit? Do you know that, Evelyn? Is it average 5 to 7, 5 to 10? What is it?
That's an interesting.
In broadcasting, AC? Oh, I'm sorry, Chair. I spoke out of turn. Sorry.
Yeah. I was asking.
Is it for people who have that expertise? Are we saying it's 7 million? Is it 5 to 7, or is it 7 to 10? What is it?
I can
the average.
My husband.
Of the whole universe of nonprofits? I have no idea. Does anybody have an idea what the answer is to AC's question?
I'm sorry, yeah. I wasn't clear on AC. Could you ask that question again, please?
Yeah, I was asking, what is the average? Do you have any idea what the average is? Is it 5 to 7?
The average for what?
For nonprofits.
Nonprofit groups.
There are nonprofits that have $100 million budgets. I'm not sure what the average is. And it also would depend, I'm sure, on the industry. And the person doesn't have to be just from the just dealing with nonprofits. You've got nonprofits that have no budget and nonprofits that have billion-dollar budgets. So it just really depends.
But the reason that I asked about the average is I wouldn't want to be in a position of having Pacifica have a framework that makes large numbers of people, particularly women minorities, and I think we should be very careful about that.
Okay.
This is Nia.
Nia, please go ahead.
Okay, so I like to move, like Evelyn said earlier, it says experience managing budgets of $5 million or more, and that will catch everybody. So I would move that we accept that.
Okay, that we accept A as written. 5 million or more.
We are at time, Chair.
Yeah. Oh, we're at time. Okay, yes. I'll entertain a motion to extend by, I think we're going to need 15 minutes at least.
So moved.
Okay, any objection to extending by 15? Hearing none. AC, are you okay with 5 million?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone else with any further comment on this? Okay, is there any objection to accepting 17A, demonstrated general management experience in nonprofit and or private sector, ability to provide administrative and executive direction, experience in employee and labor relations, highly desirable, experience managing budgets of $5 million or more? Okay, hearing no objection, 17A is approved. 18. Demonstrated commitment to diversity. We either include that, or the other option is to omit altogether. Any comments?
This is Nia.
Nia?
Why would we want to omit it altogether? That's part of our mission.
As I recall, the argument was how do you evaluate that? Judge? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I can speak to, and Evelyn could help me out here. when we interviewed the external auditor, that was one thing that, and also you too, Jack, that was one thing that struck me. That was his commitment to the community. He understood what the radio, the value of the radio station in the community. So I thought that was pretty good. So I don't think we should exclude that.
Okay. If you're through, is there any other comment on 18, demonstrated commitment to diversity? It either stays or goes. Okay, is there a motion then to include, to approve 18A, demonstrated commitment to diversity?
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Hearing none, we'll include 18A, demonstrated commitment to diversity. We move on to number 19. This is, again, we either include or exclude. Capacity to conceptualize, define, and communicate viable and innovative strategies consistent with the mission of Pacifica. Possesses long-range strategic orientation and institutional vision in order to determine organization direction. We either include or omit that that item altogether.
Kathy.
Evelyn, was that you?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. Go ahead.
Would the CFO be the person to determine the organization's direction?
Nope.
Yeah, I have to say no. I would agree
with
that.
I would move that we end it, that statement with institutional vision.
Okay. So you would amend it to end after institutional vision and strike in order to determine organization direction.
Yes.
Well, read that. Let me hear that.
Here we go. Capacity to conceptualize, define, and communicate viable and innovative strategies consistent with the mission of Pacifica. Possesses long-range strategic orientation and institutional vision, period. And we would strike the words, in order to determine organization direction.
Okay. Fine.
Is there any comment on Kathy's amendment? Is there any objection to striking the words, in order to determine organization direction? Okay, hearing no objection, we can strike those words. And then the question remains, do we want to include this item or omit altogether? Is there a motion to include?
Yes, so moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to including the item as amended? 19A? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll approve 19A, striking the words, in order to determine organization direction. Move on to 20. Again, it's up or down. On the wording, strong delegation and decision-making skills, diplomatic, excellent judgment, ability to stay calm under pressure, flexible. We either include that item or omit it. Is there any comment?
This is Kathy. I like the, I think we should include it.
Okay. Any further comment? 20A.
Could you read that over again?
Sure. Strong delegation and decision-making skills, diplomatic, excellent judgment, ability to stay calm under pressure, flexible.
Yeah.
Any comment?
No, not really.
All right. Is there any objection to including item 20A? Okay, hearing no objection, 20A is approved. I'll move on to 21A. This is another up or down. Ability to read, analyze, and interpret the most complex documents. Respond effectively to the most sensitive inquiries or complaints. Ability to write speeches and articles using original techniques and styles. Ability to make persuasive and effective presentations on controversial or complex topics to governing board, top management, legislature, external management groups, general public.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I wonder about the original speech writing techniques. That sounds a little funny to me.
This is Doc.
Yeah, Doc, go ahead.
Why would the chief financial officer need to write speeches?
Yeah, good question.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
I can understand maybe doing some press releases,
yeah,
but that would still go through somebody else.
Yes.
And so I'm really not understanding that.
I'm sympathetic to the puzzlement expressed. Nia, you have a comment?
Yeah. What is this ability to read, analyze, and interpret most complex documents? What documents are they talking about?
I assume they are financial documents.
Yeah,
and sometimes contract negotiation stuff.
Yeah.
He may participate, he or she may participate in that. Because we have a lot of, you know, unions.
Yeah. I think probably strike sentence 3, ability to write speeches and articles using original techniques and styles. That seems really beyond any requirement I would expect of a CFO. Ability to write reports makes sense, but speeches and articles doesn't seem really to fit the job. Presentations, but that's ability to make persuasive and effective presentations. Even they're persuasive. Effective? I don't know. This whole item seems very odd to me.
Yep.
Legislature? I understand that can come up because we do have situations where we are sometimes called before certain legislative bodies, but...
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I was thinking if we just limited it to the first two statements, ability to read, analyze, and interpret complex documents and respond effectively to inquiries or complaints.
Okay. Are you striking the words most sensitive?
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, I was wondering. I thought that seemed odd. So we could amend it, include only sentences 1 and 2, ability to read, analyze, and interpret the most complex documents. Respond effectively to inquiries or complaints. I would actually say and interpret complex documents and leave out the most.
Because the most
complex documents may be something that's completely out of our field. It may be something in high-energy physics or something. I don't see. So maybe we'll amend it to read. Ability to read, analyze, and interpret complex documents. Respond effectively to inquiries or complaints.
This is Kathy. I just realized, if I may.
Yeah.
I also like the sentence, ability to make persuasive, not persuasive, to make effective presentations would be all.
Okay. And just stop there. Ability to make effective presentations?
Yeah, and that would be it.
Okay, let me write this all down. Make effective presentations. Okay, so it's ability to read, analyze, and interpret complex documents. Respond effectively to inquiries or complaints.
An ability to make effective presentations.
Right. Respond effectively to inquiries or complaints. An ability to make effective presentations. Is there any comment on this version of 21A? Is there any objection to limiting it to these three sentences? Okay, hearing no objection, we can approve 21A as amended. 22A, ability to work with mathematical concepts such as probability and statistical inference. Apply concepts such as fractions, percentages, ratios, and proportions to practical situations. Is there any comment here? Nia, go ahead.
If you have a CPA, there is no way in the world he or she will not be able to do this.
Yes.
I think we need to strike this all together.
I couldn't agree more. Any other comment on 22A? I think fractions, percentages,
yeah.
Ratio.
It's almost an insult.
I don't
to have
see
it
how
it.
You could be. I mean, I don't see how you could be a CPA or an MBA and not have this basic grasp. Is there any other comment on striking 22A? Okay, if there's no objection, we'll strike 22A. Okay, hearing none, 22 is struck altogether. 23, up or down, ability to define problems, collect data, establish facts, and draw valid conclusions. Ability to interpret an extensive variety of instructions furnished in written, oral, diagram, or schedule form.
What is that? What is that?
Good question. Extensive variety of instructions.
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I'm not sure if it's said in the correct way, but what I understand this to mean is that if we look to some of the things that have happened thus far, you know, we have to collect data from the stations. We have to, you know, we have to project what might occur during fund drives, but we have to be able to distinguish projections from actuals. So all of that seems really important, and that's what this seems to be trying to say.
Yeah, but my question would be, is sentence one about all we need, and is sentence two seems a little strange. I don't quite get. Interpret an extensive variety of instructions furnished in written, oral, diagram, or scheduled form. That seems very, all over the place. But sentence one, I think, essentially implies an analytical skill.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do people think maybe we could stay with only sentence one? Nia, were you going to say something?
No. Did we have analytical skills someplace else?
Well, I thought we did. Ability to read, analyze. That's analytical. I seem to recall analytical.
It's been so long since I looked at this.
But this is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I think this is a little different in the sense that we're asking them to be able to look at this data and be able to perceive what problems the data might be telling us, you know, to be able to draw from the data what the problems might be. And, you know, I think that the first sentence is important. I'd be happy to let go of the second sentence.
Okay. So. Fair. Yeah, okay, Nia, go ahead.
In 21A, we kept ability to read, analyze, and interpret complex documents. Isn't this like overkill down here?
You know what, but that's just documents, whereas this is a broader, you know, range of data. Identifying problems is more abstract than simply what might be in a document. It covers being able to identify patterns that may, you know, be distributed over a whole variety of documents and sources of information.
Would that be 32A?
32A. Capability to think and plan strategically and to facilitate and model strategic thinking and planning. I don't know. I don't really... My opinion would be that this does sort of have a unique flavor, sort of a unique range of analytical skill in 23A, in the first sentence. I don't understand what the second sentence means.
I'll let go of it and move to accept 23A, sentence one.
Okay. Is there any further discussion of 23A sentence 1 only and strike sentence 2? Okay, is there any objection to accepting sentence 1 of 23A and striking sentence 2? Hearing no objection, that's approved. 24, I think...
We did that.
We skipped... Oh, yeah, we moved 24. Okay, 25, strong leadership and team-building capabilities. Is there any problem with that?
Did we have team building someplace else? Maybe my memory is just fading, or maybe.
I don't recall. Strong leadership and team building. I don't recall the word team building. Okay, so that's item 25. Is there any objection to item 25? Okay, hearing none, will approve 25. 26A, strong practical as well as theoretical knowledge of accounting systems, financial analyses, and planning. The other version reads as follows. Demonstrated as well as theoretical knowledge of accounting systems, financial analyses, and planning. So it's a question of whether you want strong practical or whether you want demonstrated. This seems like splitting hairs to me, but does anyone have a comment?
I move except B.
Except B? Okay, is there any discussion on accepting B, demonstrated as well as theoretical knowledge of accounting systems, financial analyses, and planning? Is there any objection to 26B? Hearing none, 26B is approved. 27. Demonstrates ability to build and sustain collaborative relationships.
This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
To me, that sounds almost the same as 25. I don't know if we would need them both.
I have to agree. Is there any other comment on 27? Maybe we can move to strike 27 altogether. Would there be any objection to striking number 27 as it is redundant from number 25? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll strike number 27. 28, demonstrated ability to oversee a complex financial structure with transparency, accuracy, confidentiality, and impartiality. An idea that was put forward was to strike this item altogether. Is there any comment on the value or need for demonstrated ability to oversee a complex financial structure with transparency, accuracy, confidentiality, and impartiality?
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
I move that we keep 28A.
Okay. Is there any objection to keeping 28A? Hearing no objection, 28A is approved.
Is it point of order, Chair? Time is up. 15 minutes are up, yes.
I think we're going to need another 10, and if we don't use it, that would be great. Is there a motion to extend by 10 minutes?
So moved.
Okay, any objection? Great. Time is extended by 10 minutes, Madam Timekeeper.
Yes.
29A, demonstrated ability to manage fluid and fluctuating revenue without crisis, ensuring financial sustainability of the foundation. I think it's a little late for 29. demonstrated ability to manage fluid and fluctuating revenue. I would stop it there. Ensuring financial sustainability of the foundation. I would strike without crisis. It sort of goes without saying that, I don't know, it sounds crazy, but unfortunately, we're there. Does anyone agree with me that we could strike the words without crisis?